11:16 on a Wednesday. Nick Baugh with you. Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Excited to catch up with Brian Munson. Hopefully grab Kevin Kugler tomorrow as well. Get his thoughts on what it was like. I mean, shoot, we got to look back at the Final Four. We got to look back at Augusta. He was there calling Tiger's big win. Got a lot to talk about with him. And then B. Munson will recap spring football. We're guest-free today. It's a lot of me. It's a lot of you. We got the mailbag coming up at 12 o'clock. So we certainly got a lot to dive into. And there are a lot of ways to approach this job. You can just recap what happened, right? Just be like, hey, what happened last night? Here's my take on it. You can just simply preview tomorrow. Hey, here's what's the big game tomorrow. It's what I think important. But sometimes I think you got to look deep into the future. Crystal ball things a little bit. And forecast to predict good, bad, all this stuff. And one of the things, and this isn't necessarily a product of what happened during the spring. It's more of just a culmination of last year and everything. One of the things I look into my crystal ball for Nebraska football and see, and I hope I'm wrong, is this. One of the reasons that Scott Frost was great and an ideal number one choice to take the Nebraska job was the fact that he would bring out the maximum amount of patience with the fan base. Literally, I don't think any other coach on earth would bring about the same level of patience that Frost would evoke from the Nebraska fans. But that patience might only extend to him. Like, the hot seat Frost conversations, like, I can't even imagine what it would take for that to happen. It would take, like, years and years and years and years of putrid bad football. And then maybe add another year to it. Like, but the hot seat conversations for Eric Chenander, the defensive coordinator, that is unfortunately something that I could absolutely see happening around here. Hell, there are a lot of people that already were kind of having that conversation during the season. Because the reality is, and I talked about this during the football season, the reality is that a lot of Husker fans have already made up their mind on Eric Chenander. Not everyone, but some already have. I mean, the emails and the tweets and the takes during football season, 5-6 games in, was Chenander ain't the guy, Chenander isn't good enough, I told you Chenander's not the guy. It's like, jeez, whoa, really? Whoa. I just get worried that the fan base will have an overflowing amount of patience with Frost, but take out any anxiety they have on Chenander. Frost is untouchable, unassailable. Whatever negative emotions the fans feel, which they will inevitably feel because that's the nature of sports. Whatever negative emotions the fans feel, I think are getting unloaded on Chenander. And that is something that is ultimately concerning to me. Again, when I look at, again, this is down the line, I crystal ball it, but it may not be as far down the line as some would think. I look into my Husker football crystal ball, Husker crystal football, and I fear that the fans won't extend the patience they feel for Frost over to Eric Chenander. Because it's tough. It's one of those things like fans feel some type of way when things don't go well and can't get angry with the offense because that's all Frost. You can't get angry with the play calling because that's all Frost. So these fans, so I fear that the fans are going to be sitting there holding all this emotion and it's got to get dumped somewhere. I mean, even this past year, when there were clearly some poor offensive moments and performances, that side of the ball was untouchable. Troy scored 19 offensive points at home. That game was all the defense's fault. At Northwestern, Nebraska defense held Northwestern to 21 points with 5 or so minutes left in the game. Eventually lost in overtime. It was all the defense's fault. Up late, Colorado at home. Multiple fumbles for the offense. Poor clock management late from the offense. It was all the defense's fault. So what am I saying? I'm saying the offense is pretty much untouchable for criticism. But the defense is the whipping boy. And listen, I'm not saying the defense was good. I mean, of course not. And I'm not necessarily trying to come to the defense of the defense. But what I am for is calling it like it is. And I am for Eric Chenander getting a fair shake. Just give this guy a chance. At the end of the day, talent still matters. Not absolving coaching of any sort of accountability, but we'd all agree that talent matters. And one of my points on last year was, where were the defensive equivalents of Adrian Martinez, Stanley Morgan, J.D. Spielman, or heck, even Divino Zigbo? Where were the defensive equivalents of those kinds of guys? Like all conference types of dudes. Top five guys in the conference at their position type of guys. They weren't there. And that matters. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you guys is give this guy, Eric Chenander, a chance to upgrade the talent, develop the talent, install his system completely, recruit to his system. Give him a chance. And I just fear that a lot of fans won't have the proper amount of patience with Chenander, which is odd because I think they're going to have an overflowing, abundant amount of patience for Scott Frost. So again, hope I'm wrong, but I just sometimes you see the lay of the land, you can see how things played out in the past, and then you look into the future and you go, I can see this potentially becoming a thing. So I think you got to give this guy a chance, man. Give this guy a chance. 402-951-1620. All right. Mailbag coming up in about a half hour. Make sure you get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, doesn't matter. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.